Iran Foreign Minister says the 2015 Iran nuclear deal proves that the administration of U.S. President Donald Trump cannot be trusted when it comes to international accords. Mohammad Javad Zarif says a nuclear agreement remains a triumph of multilateral diplomacy despite U.S. actions. He says Iran knew that Washington could not be trusted, adding U.S. allies have now come to the same conclusion about toxic unilateralism of the Trump administration. Top Iranian diplomat made the statements on the third anniversary of the landmark accord between Iran and the P5+1 countries.
Signatories to the Iran nuclear deal at a group photo in Vienna on a historic day.
Today is an historic day. It is a great honor for us to announce that we have reached an agreement on the Iranian nuclear issue.
The deal is known as the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, or the JCPOA. It was sealed by Iran, the European Union, Britain, France, China, Russia, the United States, and Germany. The deal was clinched following almost 2 years of intensive diplomatic efforts to resolve the standoff that has been dragging on for 12 years. It was endorsed by a UN Security Council resolution and began to be implemented in January 2016. Under the JCPOA, Iran limited its nuclear activities in return for the removal of international sanctions. Part of the sanctions relief was meant to revive Iran's economy through attracting foreign investment. That happened, but not to Iran's satisfaction. Foreign companies made a comeback to the country, but many later reconsidered to stay on due to banking restrictions and fears of punitive measures by the U.S. Tehran accused Washington of creating uncertainty over the future of economic ties with Iran and said, it's a breach of the JCPOA Article 29.
The EU and its member states and the United States, consistent with their respective laws, will refrain from any policy specifically intended to directly and adversely affect the normalization of trade and economic relations with Iran.
In a series of letters to the JCPOA Joint Commission, Iran named more than a dozen cases it described as non-performance by the U.S. Iran said the cases hampered the successful implementation of the JCPOA in breach of Article 28, stating that
the E3, EU plus 3 and Iran commit to implement this JCPOA in good faith and in a constructive atmosphere based on mutual respect and to refrain from any action inconsistent with the letter, spirit and intent of this JCPOA that would undermine its successful implementation.
The U.S. signed the JCPOA under former President Barack Obama. His successor, Donald Trump, opposed the deal ever since his election campaign. And finally,
I am announcing today that the United States will withdraw from the Iran nuclear deal.
Iran called the U.S. withdrawal illegal. Others regretted it.
The nuclear deal is not a bilateral agreement, and it is not in the hands of any single country to terminate it unilaterally.
Still, Trump defended his move.
We have terminated a terrible, terrible deal that should have never, ever been made.
Trump says the JCPOA must be renegotiated because in its current form, it does not address non-nuclear issues like Iran's missile program. Tehran says,
we will neither outsource our security nor will we renegotiate or add on to a deal we have already implemented in good faith.
On July 6, Iran and the other remaining signatories met in Vienna on how to preserve the nuclear deal.
The participants in the JCPOA reconfirmed their commitment to the full and effective implementation of the nuclear deal.
The U.S. withdrew from the nuclear accord despite regular reports by the IAEA confirming Iran's compliance. Iran says without the U.S.,
we will stay in this agreement as long as we receive benefits from staying in it.
The final word from Tehran, a deal without the United States must give guarantees to Iran. That is a piece of advice by the leader of the Islamic Revolution to the country's nuclear negotiators.
تضمین به دست بیارید. تضمین واقعی، تضمین عملی.